Okay, there we go.
All right, how are you doing today, Julia?
Fantastic.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to Stress-Free Family Travel. I know you're going to provide us some insight today. Would you like to give a brief introduction of you and maybe a little bit about your business?
For sure. All right. So, oh, I'm excited to be here. Awesome. So, my name is Julia Marshall. Hi. So I'm an optimist, a multi-hyphen go-getter. I'm an entrepreneur, speaker, author, and coach. I co-own Beasney Services, which is part of what makes me qualified to be here today. And then I own Divine Inspiration. I'm also working on my third book, and I love to run retreats and workshops. My mission really is to inspire transformation through play, exploration, accountability, and systems. So at Beasney Services, we're really busy on the details. We offer a wide range of services from vacation homes and residential clients, starting off as co-hosts, which evolved into cleaning company, and realizing needs of other co-hosts within the ever-changing market. We knew we could be of more service to our communities, so that we created our property management company. Our already extensive experience in hosting allowed us to scale up our systems and find the right software and managing the guest experience start to finish. From there, the natural organic progression evolved our consulting service, and now we're able to design, procure, build, and manage listings. So we strive to connect the community and ensure peace of mind through reliable services by holding ourselves to the higher standard of professionalism, and we're dedicated to evaluating those around us, and helping people achieve a stress-free life with meaningful human-to-human interactions. That's just a little bit about what I do.
Wonderful, thank you. So on our call before, you had mentioned that you have some experience with Airbnb. So I was hoping you could give everyone some tips on when they're considering an Airbnb and what they should consider when they're going on a vacation and using a kind of family vacation home rental.
Yeah, I think there's so many considerations when it comes into traveling and whatnot. And I know travel can be really stressful for a lot of people. I think the Airbnb platform is really fantastic because it gives you the option to add filters in. So you're filtering out all the places that you don't want to be in and that don't suit your needs so much. So some of the considerations would be location for sure. So whenever I'm traveling to a new city, I love to research neighborhoods to stay in or to visit. So for me, that means a location with easy access to public transport, within walking distance to some restaurants or eateries, and not too far removed from the city attractions, but also being in a neighborhood so you get more of that neighborhood, and that city's cultural life. And then I look at numbers, so like costs, what is it going to take to rent the Airbnb? On top of that, then there's flying, depending on where you're going. Sometimes it's driving, so you want to just break down all of the costs involved. And with Airbnb specifically, there's always additional costs that they add on. So there's the cost of the actual space, and then there's typically a cleaning fee that's added on, and then Airbnb also adds on their own percentage with their service fee. So you just kind of want to look at, like, are they overcharging for the cleaning? You can't really do much about the service fee, like, that's not in the host control or the guest control. But like this cleaning fee, just being that we have a cleaning company attached to the management company, we find we're kind of like right in the middle, and that's what you want to look for. You don't want to look for too high of a price. So I would say like a 3-bedroom typically takes us about 3 hours to do, and you don't want to look for something that they're charging like 400 for a 3-hour clean, because that's a little bit ridiculous. And it all depends on the size of the place too. And then also knowing the cancellation fee. That's another consideration that comes into play here, because some Airbnbs are very different. There are some hosts that are fantastic about cancellation. And then there's others where if you cancel, you don't get any of your money back. So I think that's a big consideration. And there's always things that come up during traveling. So you want to make sure that is thought about so you don't lose money.
Yes, agreed.
And then considering the amenities that you're looking for. So really talking to all the travelers that are involved and just considering, what are their needs? And what's going to make it more enjoyable for everybody? So those are kind of some of the considerations that I would take in when booking an Airbnb.
Wonderful, thank you. So do you have any benefits that you could provide from using someone staying at an Airbnb versus a traditional hotel when they're considering their travel?
Yeah, for sure. So I would say that really depends on the travel experience you're looking for and the type of traveler that you are. So hotels typically see more business travelers, romantic getaways, unless you're looking for more of that homey getaway kind of feeling. Vacation goers, they want that all-inclusive package, luxury travel, social conscious travelers typically are what you're going to see in the hotels. Where Airbnb, you'll see more of the budget traveling, digital nomads, long-term travelers, off the beaten path. Travelers, I guess you could say, and that want something more unique. Because Airbnb is, I mean, if you look at the website, you can see the vast range of what you're getting from each Airbnb. Some of them are very specific and like vintage, for example. Or you can go back and look at just traditional kind of home, really basic living. There's a couple unique ones in there. So, and then some of the benefits would be easier to travel on budget. Plus, in most cases, you have a kitchen, which means that you can meal prep rather than eating out over all the time, which is costly. So, really, that's one of the other benefits is reduction of cost. And some people kind of feel homesick when they're traveling in Airbnb. You get more of that homey feeling, so it could be, I don't know, more pleasant for those that get homesick. And you have more choices and opportunity to experience different neighborhoods and different cultures. One town could be very different from the next town. And you really like Airbnbs typically, or not Airbnbs, hotels typically are right like in the center of everything. And so you don't. For somebody who loves the city, that's awesome. But for somebody that doesn't and gets a little bit overwhelmed with it, it's nice to have the option to be, just on the outskirts of a town.
Yes, thank you. I agree. So when someone is booking their Airbnb, do you have any communication tips that can help them make sure they have the best experience?
Yeah, I would say, from my experience, getting clear on what the needs are of the travelers. So really being in communication with whoever is going on that potential trip. And I don't mean knowing or accommodating all of those needs, but just knowing what the priorities are and what the desired outcome of the vacation is. So once you can get those, you can kind of get a grasp of, what you're looking for inside of Airbnb and putting those filters in. And then understanding and being clear about your needs and priorities will help because you'll be managing expectation. And I think that's really where a lot of travelers fall short, is we create such high expectations for our travels, but we don't actually communicate in a way that's effective where we're understanding what our needs are. And then expectations are let down, and then you have travelers that are just not happy, and it's like just grudgeful being there. So managing those expectations in turn reduces the amount of arguments, frustration, and possible sadness. So good communication can only happen when you're being clear, in which case it's always a good idea to have discussion before you book a trip about everyone's needs and priorities.
Yes, thank you. Is there any ways that you can advise any of the listeners how to find activities in the Airbnb app?
Yeah, so Airbnb has a feature called Experiences. This is one you can look for activities that might be in your the same area as your Airbnb, or maybe it's part of your Airbnb. It's also beneficial to reach out to your host. Typically, some Airbnbs will have some amenities such as bikes, paddle boards, and other activities. Typically, you can also ask your Airbnb host for activities and other amenities that are around.
I was asking if the guidebook could also help provide guidance on places to eat near the Airbnb if they were renting one.
Totally. So typically, guidebooks, we always provide them for our clients, but guidebooks will have just a short introduction about the host. If there is a management company, there'll also be an introduction about the management company. Like first aid, making sure you know where the hospital is and those things. And then activities. There'll always be activities that are around. Plus, we throw in restaurants as well that you can go and eat at. And then just general information about the suite, like Wi-Fi, check-in, check-out details, those types of things is what you'll find.
Wonderful, thank you. So if someone is on site and they're at the Airbnb and they have issues, do you have any advice on how they could help get those issues resolved?
Yeah, so the biggest thing, you want to reach out to the host first thing, and just see if you can resolve it with the host before you go into the Airbnb app and start communicating with Airbnb support themselves. Typically, if it's a good host, they'll always work with you to either accommodate or to adjust in any way, or they'll be there to fix it or have someone come by and fix it. If not, and you get a host that's not responsive that way and just doesn't answer, or is just being really like plain about it, or blaming you rather than them being accountable for whatever the situation is. And we've seen this many times with like cleaning. We've seen hosts that a guest will go in, take a picture, and send it to the host, and the host will be like, well, there's no proof that we left that there or that was left that way. So we've seen that many times from clients and their previous cleaners. So it's really just, you want to build rapport before you get into the Airbnb so that if anything happens, there's already a kind of a trust there that's built up.
Great, thank you. Well, I appreciate all the Airbnb tips you've given us. Could I ask you a question about your history?
Yeah, for sure.
So what has been your favorite vacation to date?
Yes, I really like this question. So I've done two trips to Europe. The last one I did, I was 16, and I was with my dad. So we spent a month traveling back and forth from Slovenia to Croatia. And I would say it's one of my favorite trips because the first time I went, I was 8 and had no concept of culture or the values that are there and just didn't know how to perceive or conceptualize them. So that second time I went really was an opportunity to understand the culture and get to know their values and how they operate and whatnot, which is really awesome. And has given a lot of insight into managing the Airbnbs, but also booking vacations. Like when I went on that trip with my dad, that was a tough trip. He was very like adamant, like we're gonna take just a check-on bag. That's all you're getting for the month. I'm like, okay. So it's like it really gave me insight into how to communicate with somebody that's very particular. So just getting and watching for all the cues and what they're looking for and how I can accurately say what I need.
Great, thank you. So what are some activities that you like to do when you go on vacation?
I think that really depends on where I am. I'll use the example of Croatia. Like I really loved going down to the ocean. And that really is where I had a lot of experiences. I learned to play tennis down there, like right on the ocean. We spent a couple of weeks down there. So it was swimming, playing tennis, checking out new restaurants and just what's around inside of food. I'm a big foodie, so whenever I can get food in there, I'm like, yeah, go for it. And then experiencing different bakeries and whatnot. So those are some of those things. And then looking for something that's very unique and specific to that country that I could go and experience. And I would say that's really like having conversation with locals and getting into the neighborhoods and just seeing what they say we should do, because their perception is much different than a traveler's perception or like a traveling agent perception of what would be most enjoyable when you go to whatever country you're going to or whatever state.
Yes, that's very true. Thank you. So for your final question today, what is your number one tip for someone planning a stress-free vacation?
So this is a good question. I would say, I know I keep coming back to like this communication piece, and we hear it so much, and it's like, okay, communication again. And there's no, like, there hasn't been anything new that's kind of come up about it. But the thing that I want to come back to is, like, learning male operation system and female operation system, and then being able to communicate with those. Like, women are very based inside of emotion. And so being able to, you know, speak to another woman, and it's like, well, this, I want to do this because I would feel, you know, happy or whatever the feeling might come up. And then when speaking to men, it's like, I want to do this because it provides this. So men are those providers, and so that's more practical. So being able to talk to like that provider, that practical brain, versus being able to talk to that emotional brain, and that's what's driving them forward. So just understanding that and then communicating inside of that really helps grasp sharing what your needs and your priorities are with each person involved, and then actually fulfilling on those.
Yes, thank you. Well, I appreciate your time today, Julia. I got so many great tips. I hope you have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Bye.